thought we'd work in here, because, well, it's the only room with a table.
Huh, you don't have a dedicated workspace?
I don't have a dedicated bathroom. Can I get you something to drink?
You have Coke?
I have cola.
You have smart water?
I have sink water.
I'll take the cola.
It's kind of awkward when the professor pairs you up with someone you don't know.
Totally.
Well, at least neither of us got throat clearing guy.
Oh, I actually got throat clearing guy on the last project. It did not go so well. Anyway, I figured we'd do this on my laptop.
Oh.
I mean, unless you have Envoke.
That depends. What is it?
Presentation software. Like PowerPoint, only not because it doesn't suck.
I have pirated Word 97. And I used it to write up the first 7 precepts of conflict resolution as a participant.
Relax, I got this.
Oh, really? And what do I got?
I can go for some chips.
Oh, not your waitress, Skippy.
Cooper.
I'm sticking with Skippy.
Are we gonna have a problem here?
Are we? Good call, Skippy. Oh, crap, my screen's frozen.
Christy told me you were looking for an apartment, and I thought, sure, you could drive all over Napa or save you the hassle and show you this little slice of paradise.
What's going on with the ceiling here?
That's what you call an architectural element.
Fancy. What's this all about?
That's drainage from your neighbor's toilet.
Really?
Don't worry, little guy doesn't eat much. So what do you think, Yin? Because I got a polygamist looking for a sister house.
Well, the sooner I have my own place, the sooner I can get Emily back. I just don't have first and last month's rent.
Predicament. What to do? What to do? Here's an idea. You pay me in cash, I'll overlook the deposit and even throw in some furniture I got in the basement.
Sounds great. Maybe a fresh coat of paint?
Whoa. Stand down, Melania.
Hang on, I'll get you a clean fork. I'm just gonna walk in a circle and bring in the same one.
Still can't believe you moved her into your building.
Oh, come on, Jill. You've been a great foster mother, but Emily belongs with Natasha.
I agree. I just think there's a double standard afoot. I mean, before I could foster Emily, I had to be questioned, fingerprinted, and baby-proof my whole house. Still can't get into my pool. Slap her in that dump with her birth mother and everything's hunky-dory.
That dump is where we live.
I know, I've been there.
She's just out of rehab. How can she afford her own place?
She can't. She's paying me under the table.
What? You didn't tell me that.
That's what under the table means. What are they teaching you at that college?
You realize that if you get caught, we're going to be looking for a new apartment, too.
Well, little black cloud, the only way I'd get caught is if someone ratted me out.
Well, then, somebody better give me a little taste of the action.
Oh, you want to wet your beak, do you?
Why are they talking like that?
Never ask me about my business, Wendy. Tell you what I'm going to do.
Pleasure doing business with you.
So, I was thinking I should do the oral presentation and you should manage the visuals. And wear something pretty.
Right, something low cut so we can get a good grade.
Exactly.
And you know what you can wear? My foot in your ass.
Hey, I'm just trying to play to our strengths. You do what you do, and I'm super comfortable speaking in public. I was in 2 high school plays, and I have my own YouTube channel.
Slow your roll, Miss Saigon. Several times a week, I stand in front of a room full of drunks and drug addicts and share my most painful experiences. And P.S., my friend's cat has her own YouTube channel.
Tell you what, how about we both do the presentation and I wear something pretty?
Thank you. And show a little cleavage. We do want the A.
Hey, I'm a little hungry. You want to get some wings or something?
With you?
Don't worry, we'll split the bill.
Dude, you're kind of a sexist hipster douche. Wings are on you.
You sure nobody's gonna miss this stuff?
Nah, this is all left behind by tenants who moved out.
Couple up feet first.
Really?
Choked on a chicken bone? Pulmonary embolism? That guy moved to Fresno. Which is the same thing as dying. Come on, give me a hand.
I don't know how to thank you, Bonnie.
You just make sure I get those Benjamins every month. Oh, and do not give them to Christy. She lives in moral twilight.
Oh my God, that's Emily. My pits are dripping.
Relax, you have a lovely apartment with a permanent Christmas tree and a picture of a seafaring ancestor.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Mom. Oh.
Wow! When you said back of the building, you weren't kidding. Hey, Jill. So, what do you think?
I like it.
You do?
You do?
Come on, I'll show you your room. I got you a Harry Styles pillow so you can practice your kissing. Unless you want a Katy Perry pillow. Whatever you're into, I'm cool with that.
I like green.
Bonnie, where are we?
What are you talking about?
I mean, I was braced for your apartment, but this looks like a place where they take Turkish people for questioning.
Hey, it's a beginning, Jill. Back off.
I'm sorry. I'm just worried about Emily.
She's a teenager. All she cares about is a place to charge her phone.
And that concludes the grand tour.
Cool. Is there a place I can charge my phone?
Right here by the Christmas pole.
Let me do it. Got a little shock here earlier.
Okay, well, I guess it's time for me to be on my way.
Thanks for everything, Jill. I'm really gonna miss you.
Ow! I'm all right.
I'm gonna miss you too. We'll still see each other.
Okay, Jill, time to go.
Okie dokie. Here I go. Okay, feelings. I hear you.
Sprite for you. Irish Sprite for me.
Cheers.
So, you have no problem being in a bar?
No, it's fun. Actually, I play this little game. Mm-hmm. I look around the room and try to figure out who I'm going to be seeing in a meeting down the road.
Oh, really? Who do you like?
I got my eye on the guy who finished his date's drink when she went to the bathroom.
Well, maybe she has the problem and he's trying to save her.
Nope. He just threw up in his hand. Oh, God. Please don't tell me they're setting up for karaoke.
No, then I'd be throwing up in my hand. It's trivia night.
Oh, I am awesome at trivia. I was raised by a television.
And I had no friends except books.
We are gonna crush this.
Your home theater, ma'am. Courtesy of the late Mrs. Faraday.
Oh, my God, you're a lifesaver.
If I were a lifesaver, I would have known how to Heimlich Mrs. Faraday.
I thought this might lure Emily out of her room.
Oh! I'm okay. Man, someone should fix that. Why would I say that out loud?
She's been in there since dinner.
Well, I hope Emily loves Falcon Crest as much as Christy did. Good luck.
Oh, no, please stay. This is not going well. She's barely talking to me.
Well, give it time. When I got sober and reconnected with Christy, there were long stretches of cold, angry silence.
What finally broke the ice?
She punched me in the back of the head. Yeah, we laugh about it now.
Can you please just stay till bedtime?
20 minutes. I'm a busy woman. I am not wasting my night here. Ooh, the A-team. You got me for an hour.
Emily, television!
We'll have the rest of your weather and all the top news at 11. Next up, the A-team.
Which Hogwarts professor was the head of Gryffindor House?
Who is Professor Minerva McGonagall?
Okay, again, we're not playing Jeopardy, but yes, one for team to me, Ashton!
Ah! In your face, suckers!
Okay, name all five members of New Kids on the Block.
Donnie, Danny, Jordan, Joey, John.
Right again!
Ha! I still love you, Donnie!
Well, normally this is where I add up the scores, but I think we can all agree that the glory and the free bloomin' onion go to team to me, Ashton!
The 90s.
Ah, that's because I'm the only one here who wasn't born in them.
You can pick up your prize at the bar.
Ooh, let me. I've never won an appetizer before.
Raise it high like the Stanley Cup.
What's that?
Just go.
Thank you. I never won an appetizer before.
You guys killed it.
That's because I watch a lot of TV and he didn't have any friends.
You're such a cute couple.
Oh, we're not a couple. He's just a guy I'm doing a school project with. I'm actually 40.
No way.
Way. Thank you. Hey, if you're interested, give me a minute and I'll set you up.
Awesome.
I won you! Ta-da! And, as a bonus, I was just talking to this girl over there.
You're mean!
I'm so sorry. We ended up making out in his car for about an hour. Look at me. I have millennial scruff burn.
Oh, good. I thought you just did that thing kids do where they lick their mouth too much.
How old is this fella?
Old enough to know what he's doing and young enough to be just the right side of wrong.
Are you gonna see him again?
Oh, yeah. We're going out tonight.
Jimboree or Build-A-Bear?
I think you're jealous.
I pity the fool who's jealous.
Mr. T, what, do you live in a cave?
The weird thing is, when I first met him, I thought he was a total dick.
Oh, Christy, they all start out as total dicks.
And they end as total dicks, but there's that sweet spot in the middle.
That's where I am, between two dicks.
That's where I need to be.
Excuse me, young lady. Where do you think you're headed on a school night?
Ha ha.
Oh, come on. I was hammered the whole time you were dating in high school. Let me have this moment.
Okay, Mommy. I'll play along.
Come, sit. Now, I know you really like this boy. But remember, you don't have to do things just because he wants to.
But what if I want him to like me?
He should like you for who you are.
But what if I want him to really like me?
Then you gotta bang his brains out.
We always go one step too far,
yeah.
Don't we?
We sure do, kitten. Have fun.
Bye.
Oh, they grow up so fast.
Bonnie, I'm a total failure as a mom.
So am I. Big deal.
I mean it. I can't do it.
All right, what happened?
Well, I bought a bunch of food, and then I made this nice dinner, and then Emily texts me she's spending the night over at someone named Ashley's house.
Kids do that. In fact, my daughter's having a sleepover tonight with her little school friend, Cooper.
It's our second night together, and she didn't want to come home. Can you blame her? I wouldn't want to come home to me either. God, I want a drink.
Okay, okay. I got this. Have a seat. Wow, you sat fast. Thought that was going to buy me a little more time. Oh, I know. Let's think through the drink.
What does that mean?
Well, let's say you have that drink. We both know that means you're going to have 10 more.
At least.
You lose your sobriety. You lose your job. I'm definitely kicking you out of that apartment. And most important, you lose Emily. So you try to get your act together, but it's harder than you thought. And before you know it, you've blown through 3 years and you haven't been there for your kid at all. And by that point, she probably doesn't even care anymore. So what'll it be? Gin, vodka, or one of those candy-ass micro-brews I never got a chance to try?
Okay, I got it.
Do you?
I'm just scared.
Well, you should be scared. You've got a lot riding on this. I got Christy back when she was 34, and I spent every single day trying to make up for it. It's a lot of work. Trust me, it's actually easier to just not drink.
Thank you. It really helps.
Thank God. Still early. How about we catch a meeting?
I would like that. Christy's really lucky to have you.
Natasha, let's get something straight. Everybody's lucky to have you. Morning.
Hi.
So, you think everyone in class will know we're sleeping together?
They will when I tell them.
Hey, Coop, I'm doing a load of laundry. Got anything?
Mom, seriously?
Mom? Sorry, didn't know you had company.
I put the sock on the door.
Oh, it fell off. I thought it was laundry. Hi, I'm Lorraine.
Christy. I'd stand up, but my underwear's on the lamp.
Well, I am doing a load. Happy to toss it in.
That's okay. You know, I should get going.
You sure? Mom makes great pancakes.
I do like pancakes.
Can you believe it? She made me breakfast and did my laundry. First time in my life I came home from a date and my clothes were cleaner than when I left.
So how was the sex?
It's not bad. But these pancakes. I'm telling you, she puts a little vanilla in it. God, I really felt loved.
Okay, I get it. I wasn't there for you.
Oh, that wasn't even a dig. But good.
Okay, so there's two Ashleys. There's nerdy Ashley. She's a doll. Tall Ashley doesn't believe in bras, and she flirts with all the dads. No sleepovers with her.
Got it.
The password for Emily's phone is 4535, but heads up, she will text some hurtful things about you. I don't know what made me a foster monster, but it still stings.
I just wish there was someone who could tell me I was doing it right.
Well, for what it's worth, Emily texted me how happy she is to be back with you.
My God, I don't believe it.
Look, if you have any problems with her, don't hesitate to call me. We can double team her. Good cop, hot cop.
Thank you.
Aw. Somebody else doesn't believe in bras either.
Oh. Wow. I've never celebrated getting an A like that.
If I had this kind of motivation in high school, I wouldn't have dropped out.
You done with the sheets? I'm doing whites.
Mom! Are you kidding me?
You must be Cooper. I'm Mrs. Plunkett. Hey! Is that your Ford Fusion out front? I hear they got good mileage.
Not bad.
Okay, now you've seen him, go.
Yeah, I'm going.
Hey, Mom. Mind making us pancakes?
Pancakes? I'm not even really doing laundry.
right.
No, I've never played poker before.
Even better!
I have two of the people. Is that anything?
Life in Pieces. New episode next on City.